Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello to you, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 17th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I want to say happy holidays to everyone. I know that you ladies are out there shopping and you're making things happen. I'm sure many of you are enjoying the festivities and putting up beautiful lights in your homes. I know that I did. This past weekend, I was blessed with the company of my nieces and my daughter, and they just decorated the house so beautifully, and it felt so good just to sit back, sip a cup of coffee, and just look at them do everything. So I really, really enjoyed that. However, I would not be your success coach if I did not remind you of some important things that you need to be doing, yes, even during the holiday season. I want to remind everyone that this is the time of year for you to still go ahead and work hard on your business strategy. It's so very, very important. Now, I've had a lot of people to email me asking me about the business strategy and talking about the fact that they didn't get their business strategy started. So I want to clarify some things for you. First of all, I think it's going to be so important for you to understand that while you should be very proactive in doing your business strategy beforehand, that you never procrastinate or not do your business strategy simply because you failed to do it on time, okay? You need a business strategy for 2013, and a savvy businesswoman is going to pull herself together, and she is going to, at all times, be prepared to market her business, to push herself out there, get in front of people, to do what she needs to do to make things happen. So even though you might be late with getting your business strategy started, it's important for you to understand to still go ahead and do it. If you schedule 2 hours each day leading all the way up past the Christmas holiday, maybe throughout the end of December, you should be okay. The most important thing that you need to understand is that you do need a business strategy. No matter what type of business you're in, no matter what business model you're using, the business strategy is your blueprint and your commitment of how you are going to start 2013 off. Now, why have I, for the last 3 months, been really hitting hard with the business strategy? Because I know what it feels like to have success when I've done a business strategy, and I know what it feels like to really be behind on things when I have not done a business strategy. So, again, I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and start preparing their business strategy. And on last week, I gave you some really good tips and doing the business strategy. And if we have time today, I will go ahead and cover that again for those of you who may not have been on the broadcast on last Monday. We are really blessed, first of all, to be getting ready to come into the new year, 2013. How awesome is that? And for those of you who said that, you know, you're disappointed because you didn't accomplish all of your goals, listen, we can't have that attitude. We have to stay in a positive and energized mode at all time. And the time we start allowing ourselves to feel sad or to start, you know, having excuses as to why we didn't get things done, why we didn't do things, that is the time that we won't see success occur. So we have to be very careful as women about how we self-talk and what we say and how we think, which is so very, very important. I'm very, very excited today. As you know, this month we have the Wise Woman series going on, and I'm excited because I have a very special person who is coming on the call today. Her name is no other than entrepreneur extraordinaire Nicola Jackson, and she's going to be sharing with us in just a few minutes some wonderful wisdom principles for us to live our lives by as business women. And I think so much of Nicola, and I consider her one of my dearest friends. She has did nothing but plant seeds of prosperity into my life and share her wisdom with me. And I know that she's going to share her wisdom with you today as well. So this is a really good time, ladies, for you to go ahead and bless the life of another woman by flashing over on a clear line, calling a woman who you know needs that inspiration. She needs that motivation. She needs encouragement. She needs to be in an environment of positive thinkers. Get her on the radio show call today. Have her to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589, which is so very, very important. And have her to just know that she's getting ready to be inspired like never before, which is so very, very important. There are women out there who are needing information. They are not necessarily in the right environments all the time. A lot of women out there who don't have supportive spouses, they don't have supportive friends, and they need to know that there is a place that they can dial into every single Monday and get that dose of inspiration that they need. I can't begin to tell you how many women email us at Successful Woman Radio, and they tell us that, you know, what they have heard on a Monday carries them out through the week and that they have seen more success, that the things that we share with them, they put it to good use. And so, again, I want to encourage you that when you hear good information, just don't keep it to yourself. Make sure that you are letting other women know how they may be able to tap into the same information on Successful Woman Radio. Now, for those of you who are listeners of the show frequently, you know I'm getting ready to ask you a question that's just so very, very important. What question is that, you might ask? Well, have you been joy pampering? You know, we have been talking about joy pampering all this year. It was one of my commitments to you, the listeners of Successful Woman Radio, that I would remind you each and every week of your responsibility to joy pamper for yourself. And for those of you who are new to the show and you might be asking, well, what is joy pampering? Well, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. In other words, you are responsible for your own joy. And so it's so very, very important for you to understand that. You see, people can bring joy into your life, but until you're ready to receive it, it won't happen. So whether you're receiving joy or whether you're bringing it into your own life, you are responsible for that. And, of course, we term it joy pampering, and it's something that every woman needs to embrace and do every single day. How do you do it? Simply by taking 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. And when you are able to do that, it sets your day, it sets the foundation for your day, and, of course, the less chances you have of something negative impacting you and causing you to have a mind change, and that's what we don't want to happen. So it's important for you to understand that you are responsible for your joy, you're responsible for setting the foundation of your mood for the entire day, and, of course, joy pampering is just one of the ways to do that. Following right behind joy pampering, my next question to you is, have you been practicing the no excuses rule? This is my favorite rule for myself. Many other business women have shared with me that this is something that they have adopted for themselves as well. And so, again, I want to encourage you to embrace the no excuses rule. What is it, you might ask? Well, it means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, the frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and business. And, you know, that's what it's about. We need to empower our own selves as businesswomen, as women. We need to understand that we are in control of so many things that can help us to be successful women in life, but we must be able to remove the obstacles. We must be able to remove the blinders that we have on ourselves. So, again, embrace the no excuses rule. Now, you can learn about the no excuses rule by simply visiting successfulwomanradio.com. And you could look at our success blog, scroll down some way midway, and you'll see no excuses rules and how to really just implement that in your life. It is 12:10 after the hour, and for those of you that have just dialed in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. We've got some great things coming up for you in 2013 at womenaboutbiz.com. We are preparing our seminars, our teleclasses, and so many wonderful things. So I want to encourage everyone to make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com and make sure that you join our social network there, where we have literally thousands of women who are connecting with each other every single day. One of the things I want to also share with you is that if you have not already, it's very, very important that you really look at how you're going to be marketing yourself via social media for 2013. Social media is just getting larger and larger, and if you have not learned about social media, guess what? This is something that must be on your list of things to do, not in February, but in January of 2013. The more you learn about social media, the more you're going to be able to use it for your business. And that's one thing that we love at Women About Biz and why we created our women's only social network, is so that you could get on there and meet women from all around the world and connect with women that you may not have ever met had it not been for the social network at Women About Biz. So I want to encourage everyone to make sure that you sign up. You know, I talk a lot about really being prepared, and I talk a lot about the business strategy. And last Monday, I shared something that was very, very important. And what I shared was that I realized that I was getting ready to do my business strategy, but I didn't have everything that I needed in place. And so as a result, I took that time. I have scheduled 3 hours per day in my calendar, and I have taken that time to start working on my business strategy. But one of the things that I learned is that if you don't put your to-do items in your time management planner, you're not going to get that business strategy done. And I think a lot of individuals have been asking me, you know, and sharing with me that they've been having a little bit of trouble really staying focused. And one of the things I've been telling them is that, look, once you come up with the things that you want to make happen in your business, unless you create to-do items and to-do lists, it's not going to happen. But if you don't transfer those to-do items into your calendar, you're not going to get it done. This is the holiday season. As women generally, we love the holiday season, and so I want to encourage you that as you plan your business strategy, to go ahead and also schedule to-do items that are going to support that strategy. Now, you can learn all about your business strategy and how to get it done, again, by considering being a part of our Her Business Strategy program at womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, you can visit the website and learn all about that. But I'm excited because I am working on my strategy. I've been helping everybody else with theirs, and now I'm working on mine. And I'm excited because it feels so good to be prepared. So you ladies know I'm going to continue, even in the new year, to ask you, especially during first quarter, if you have indeed prepared your business strategy. I'm going to let you know about an exciting workshop that's getting ready to come up at Women About Biz. It's called It's Time for My Success. And it's a free teleclass coming up on this Wednesday, December 19th. So if you've been saying to yourself that 2013 is your year and nothing is going to hold you back from reaching new levels for a successful business, then this teleclass is definitely for you. You're going to learn so many things. You're going to learn why the technique of visioning is priorities, how to get mental wealth, how to move past fear, how to do so many things. And so I want to encourage you to be a part of that. I'll remind you towards the end of the show about it as we put closure to the show. Right now, I'm very, very excited, again, to have someone that I know is probably smiling right now, and she's ready to impart her wisdom on us. But Nicola Jackson is someone that I met maybe 3.5 years ago, and our paths had crossed before then, but we had not met one another. We had heard about each other but not met. And so I was blessed to have her come into my life, and we have been friends since then. But I admire her in so many ways and for so many reasons, and you're going to find out why as I read her bio to you. If you dream it, you can achieve it. It's only fitting that Atlanta entrepreneur and author of Inside the Millionaire's Vault, Nicola Jackson's life philosophy reflects a supernatural power of these words and actions. She's a loving wife, dedicated mom of four, and yes, a strategic visionary leader of a multi-million dollar sales force. Nicola's uncompromising business savvy and fortitude places her at the forefront of the beauty, wellness, financial, and real estate industries, which together have reached trillions of dollars in sales. Now, having grown up in an entrepreneurial environment, Nicola's journey to a multi-million dollar empire took shape first through the beauty and real estate industries. And in 2008, she became one of the first four distributors in the Atlanta market for Artist International, a global manufacturer of extraordinary natural dietary supplements and reshaping garments, including one of my favorite things, the ever-popular Body Magic. She rose to platinum president status after only 7 months in the business, which by all accounts should have only been acquired after 3.5 years. So to date, Nicola has developed her supreme team of more than, get this, 100,000 sales associates, which have grossed more than $35 million in sales. Is that incredible or what? Nicola recently received two prestigious awards, which include the Women of Worth Award from the Texas Women's Empowerment Foundation and the Financial Leadership Award from the International Financial Leadership Summit in 2012. She is also the recipient of numerous top producer awards with Artists International and was selected as Entrepreneur of the Year at the 2010 Chosen Awards in Atlanta. Now, Nicola has been featured in several areas, on radio shows, in many publications, including Sister to Sister Magazine, Houston Style, and Success from Home Magazines. She was also one of the stars and executive producers in the hit reality series Amateur Millionaires Club. And she recently launched her online store, Nikki J. Hair Collection, featuring beautiful 100% virgin human hair. Nicola does so many things, and of course, all of this began in her as she was growing up in Connecticut, and she accredits her mom, her grandmother, her uncles, and her aunt for really instilling some entrepreneurial spirit in her at an early age. And so I want to introduce to you, all of you who are listening, someone that I know that you're going to be able to gain a lot of wisdom from, no other than entrepreneur extraordinaire Nicola Jackson. Nicola, are you there?
Hello, yes, I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, and I am just so excited that you are on the Successful Woman Radio Show today.
Wow, I thank you so much, Trina, for inviting me here. It's always a pleasure to be in your company, and I am excited to share with the women on today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Nicola, can you briefly explain how you became an entrepreneur? Because I know as I've read about you, you talk about that it just didn't start 5 years ago. You seem to have always had the entrepreneur spirit as a young woman.
Wow, and you know, that entrepreneur spirit, I hear that all the time. You're right, it did not start yesterday for me. I am not yet 40 years old, and yet I have been an entrepreneur for about 21, 22 years. I've never worked a traditional job, and you know, there are some pros and cons to that, I can tell you, but what it did give me was a sense of true power to understand that whatever you want your life to be, that you actually have the right and you have the power to create it. And so it started because my mom, she was in corporate America. My mom was in the insurance industry. We come from the insurance capital of the world in Connecticut, and she worked in corporate America. But what I did see was after she became a single mom, I saw her having to work so many hours and yet sometimes, you know, still not having enough for, you know, a lot of luxuries in life. And that allowed me to make the decision that that's not who I wanted to be, although I love my mom. And then she got really smart, and she decided, you know, to pick up a trade. She went to hair school, and instead of her going to work in someone else's salon, she actually opened her own, and then we had to work in the family's business. And there I found that passion, that love for the hair industry or the beauty industry.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And so from the hair in the beauty industry, share with us just some of the challenges that you have seen as a businesswoman, you know, growing up and starting your own business.
Well, I can tell you, you know, being an entrepreneur, that may be one step up from being an employee, depending on whichever way you look at it, because one of them have a job, the employee, and the other one just owns a job, the entrepreneur. And one of the struggles are when you're working for yourself, you always have to put in double time and sometimes triple time, which can sometimes take away from some of the very important things in life that I now understand as I'm building my true wealth, that it's not always in how hard you work, but it's that you're enjoying your life and that you can more think yourself rich. We already heard we read the books, we hear people talk about it, but it's really true. And so I worked many hours, sacrificing a lot of time away from my children, a lot of time, even once I became married, a lot of time away from my family. And I can tell you, I'm always going to be transparent. Because I sacrificed that time, and I did see some challenges happening within my children. I was tired all the time, and it even compromised my health. You know, and so now, you know, I am here very clear and intentional about building wealth and showing other people how to do the same thing, you know. And I found that, you know, building wealth is not only in how hard you work or working a job, it's really, you know, even working your own business, it is really in your purpose. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you guys today, 3 wisdom points. That's going to lead you to wealth. I hope you guys are excited.
Wonderful. And I hope you all who are listening have a pen and notepad to take this great information down. Now, Nicola, you're a mom of 4 boys, 1 son, which is disabled. And talk about that a little bit, because you've touched a little bit on the fact that, you know, moving as an entrepreneur, moving forward with your life was a challenge, having your children, and sometimes you weren't able to finish much time. But I know that watching you now, I see that you have learned from all of that, because you are structured, and I know that you've shared with me that your family is so important to you, and you shared something that I have adopted as well. You say God first, family second, and business third. So could you share with our listening audience about how do you manage yourself as an entrepreneur now and manage your family life? What do you do that helps out now?
Well, I tell you, putting things in its right order first and foremost was the most important thing to do. We don't talk about this much. We might browse over it, but many of us are not living in that standpoint of God first and then family and then, the lifestyle and everything. Actually, my life has become more abundant since putting these things, these principles, and I say principles or laws, in the order. You know, the first thing is when I wake up in the morning, it's very clear to me. I'm actually on my journey for my clear purpose, my intentional purpose. And you got to go to the source for that. You know, why go all around the world? Yeah, we can read books and everything, but we were already built in with a dynamic purpose, something that you were designed specifically to do an assignment, myself as well. And what I have found is that your wealth is embedded, is trapped in there in that same purpose. So starting off every day with taking time with God and more, making sure that he's in the center of everything that I do, and I mean everything, has led me to a more satisfied life. You know, I was making a lot of money and working hard again, and then I was having, I heard T.D. Jakes say this, I was having a lot of public success and private failures.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to not have that. I want to live congruently with what I'm sharing, and I changed it. And you know what? Through that change, I know that there are going to be hundreds and thousands. I already see millions of people whose lives are going to be changed just because of what happened to me. You know, I discovered that everyone has a capability and has a design to be wealthy. And as I shared, that assignment is hidden, and, you know, but you're the only one that can tap into that, that specific thing. But you have to be intentional about it. You can't just think that, okay, if I'm talking only, yeah, you can talk to yourself in the car, along the way, whatever, but you have to sit down, take some quiet time, whether it's through meditation, also prayer, and really get clear on where you are, where you're going, and getting clear on who you were designed to be. And that is a very big purpose there. So, you know, I found, I know you have another question, because I had experienced some of these things, and I know women out there are. I know you are. Some of us, we're feeling depressed, even though it's the holidays. For some people, this is a great time of year. For some people, it brings back not so much of great memories, but you're feeling depressed or discouraged or doubtful. And I want to let you know what that is. You know, you want to embrace those feelings and then tell them, you know what, I don't need you. But what it is an indicator for you that you are not aligned with what your purpose is, clearly, whether it's your job, whether it's the people you're around, your mates, you know, whatever it is, just understand that whatever you're living right now, whatever you're experiencing, you designed that. You designed it, whether it was on purpose or not on purpose, but you did it. And so now we can become intentional about creating the life that we want, the life that we've all envisioned. And I have even at my purpose journey that I will be on. It's going to be a video online where you're going to follow me walking to my highest purpose, walking into it, and I want you to do the same thing. And so just stay tuned for that. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment.
Now, I know that, you know, a lot of people associate you with being in the health and wellness industry, but I know that that's not all that you are involved with that is helping you to create your wealth. First of all, how important do you feel that it is to be involved in more than one thing in the basket of wealth? Should you be focused just on one thing only, or should you be diversified?
Absolutely. I believe that diversification is it. Whenever you hear anything about wealth, diversity is right there along with it. You know, in my early years of entrepreneurship, there were two roads that I was exposed to around the same time, and that was the beauty industry because of my mom, and it also was the real estate industry because at the time my stepdad, that's what he did. And I got to learn a lot about both of those industries. I began to invest in real estate at about age 19. And, you know, by age 22, 23, I was owning salons and homes. And so what I realized is that, and I was able to dovetail back then really, really well. And if you look at most of any very wealthy people, whether it's the Bill Gates or if it's Oprah Winfrey or, you know, if it's Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, none of them are only doing one thing to build their wealth. You know, in fact, you know, multiple streams of income go all the way back to biblical days. Even in Ecclesiastics, talk about, you know, having seven, even eight streams of income. That is clearly what you're supposed to be going toward. But the thing is, you can't always get them all going at the same time. Sometimes you get into one and then you get it really steady and then now you can add on to another project. But they should all still resemble in becoming from who you are designed to be, because we're all multifaceted. Just like how you can be a mom, a sister, a coworker, and a church member, we are just that same multifaceted when it comes to business.
Exactly. Now, I know that you do a lot of research, and I know that you have a keen eye on actually what makes money today. Can you share just what industries you think are good for women today?
Well, I can assure you that always the health and wellness and beauty industry continued to be multi-billion dollar, nearly a trillion dollar industry, especially health and wellness. And so that's where it's at now. And I can also tell you that, you know, in financial literacy and, you know, one of the basic principles when you're talking about having the proper, you know, financial protection, building estate and things like that, in that type of planning, a lot more people are really interested in that now, especially being that when most people were, even if they were in six and seven figure income jobs, they're realizing that it's still a job, that someone else is always going to have the power to pull the plug. And so you don't want people to have the power to pull the plug. So you want to be clear and there. I'm definitely back into the you know, financial industries. And knowing that even the real estate industry is coming back with a vengeance, also sharing with people about, you know, retirement and also being able to enjoy life and build estate while you're still living, you know, where you could enjoy before. Things like life insurance, you couldn't enjoy it until you were passed away. Now there are some very powerful, powerful tools out here where you can build your wealth while you're alive and be able to enjoy some of it, not just leave it for the family. So that's what I'm into now, and I'm always willing to share.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, I really, first of all, love your website, successwithnicola.com. And for those of you who need the spelling of Nicola's name, it's N-I-C-O-L-A. And I want you guys to visit successwithnicola.com. I read a great article on your website the other day, and it's called Giving Yourself into Wealth. And in that article, you mentioned that people tend to hold on to having a poor mindset. Now, exactly what does that mean, people hold on to a poor mindset?
Well, you know, that poor mindset, you have to position yourself from a mental standpoint, and that begins with your thoughts. That ultimately becomes your beliefs. And then they dictate your actions, and guess what? It now becomes the outcome of your life. And there are some people that, you know, their thought process, you know, we've never been taught really what are the thought processes that actually build wealth. Those things that are now being talked about a lot more than before, but it all boils down to choices. You know, there are some people that really don't believe that they are wealthy or should be. And me, I believe it's my birthright. And so just that thought process in itself will have the universe just attract great things into my life. But you know what? I can tell you everyone has this capacity. Everyone has this power to think that. Also, you know, sometimes, you know, from a standpoint of how you actually treat money, I like to tell people, you know, money likes to be treated well. People who would choose to, you know, put their monies into things that they'll never see it again, you know, linear, spending their money linear. I know they said Black Friday, how many billions of dollars were spent. And then if you were to talk to some of these people about a powerful and empowerment conference or a business opportunity or whatever, for some reason they can't find that money, but then they find it and put it into things that the people who have their wealth strategy together, I heard you talking about wealth strategies, the people who already have their plan together and the people who understand these principles about wealth, who are the ones you're spending your money with, then, you know, the money's not going in the right direction, which means going back into your bank account some kind of way. And so that poor mindset is, you know, many people have had it. I mean, listen, I was just as guilty. You know, I was that woman. I tell people, even in walking in their purpose, you know, don't try to walk into someone else's Pradas, especially if you wear Gucci's. What was that about? That was because I would spend $300, $400, $500, even $1,000 on a pair of shoes or a purse. And then I surely began to, as I began to understand even about building my wealth, I invested, of course. I invested in plenty of real estate. I have things in place. But you know what? When I look at that, I said, wow, Chanel made a lot of money off of me. You know, do I want to be on their side or the side I'm on? I had to start making some decisions. And no matter what level it's at, it's still that poor mindset. I know people who are millionaires and people who I've met, even billionaires, who don't do what some of the people who are thousandaires do. And so these are very, very important things we want to pay attention to, you know. And so that poor mindset. Then, you know, when you're talking about who you hang around, who you have the most conversations with, that mindset. Conversations are so powerful and they're so pivotal to what your life looks like. And so when you're looking at when you're spending that the most expensive commodity, which is time, for me, you're never going to get it back. Who you spend the most time with and having conversations with ultimately really determines what you think and what you do. That is absolutely true. These are not new concepts at all, but it's about, are we saying it in a way where people are really taking it to heart? Well, some of them, just a very few. I mean, the statistics of it being 5%ers, the 5%ers who are really running 95% or 5% of the people who have 95% of the money, it's all in the way they think. That's where it begins.
Absolutely.
That's where it begins.
Now, I know.
You know, I'm sorry. What were you going to share?
I was going to say, I know that you and I had talked about that before, and one of the things that I have learned from you, which is so important as well, is that mental wealth is just as important as physical wealth, because if you're not wealthy in your mindset, and then you can't even enjoy the money itself.
Wow, that's powerful. You're so right, because I thought that, you know, all I wanted to become was a multimillionaire, and all I wanted to become was, well, you know, rich. I say rich because rich and wealthy are two different things. I have come to find that out very quickly. And then I found myself, when I made my first $1 million, I found myself unhappy. I found myself each month it wasn't enough. It just was like it just wasn't enough. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not what I expected this to be. And, you know, I caught myself, and as I began those three principles we talked about, putting in order God first and then my family and then the business, I have gotten more business. My creativity has flown, through the roof. Their creativity has just been flowing. I've had more time to enjoy my four-year-old, who he'll be five. You know, I buried three children. So family was so important to me, and, you know, my five-year-old, that was my first full-term baby, realizing, like, wow, that was the joy. When I thought about what would make me smile from ear to ear, it wasn't what was in my bank account. It was what it allowed me to enjoy, and that was more time with my family and more time with God, meditating and things like that. It was just a crazy thing. And then it was less work and more money coming in the door. I was like, go figure. You know, you hear about it, but you're almost scared to try it because it just sounds like it doesn't work like that. No one's really saying that and experiencing it, but that is the way it works. And, you know, just take it from me. that, you know, one of our other points we're going to talk about, these three wisdom points. Point number one was, of course, your purpose, and we talked about that. But then point number two, when you're positioning yourself with the right people, you know, we talked about positioning yourself with the right people. And that's not always about who you can get something from. Sure, we can go to conferences, and by the way, the most influential people, now that you have an iPad and now that you have a smartphone, I like to tell my team, you know, make your smartphone smart. You're just a tap away from tapping into the most brilliant minds in the world, which is very different than when, you know, Zig Ziglar and them used to teach that. You'd have to be in the right circles. Nowadays, you know, you can just enter Oprah's circle by going online, okay? But, you know, positioning yourself with the right people, not always from who you can take from, but also who you can give to. One of my mentors, he has a book, and it's called The Miracles of Mentoring, and showing that, you know, you get just as much out of being a mentee as you being a mentor, giving. And I have some mentees. I'm mentoring some people, and I find that the fact that I want to give them so much keeps me on my game, that I need to always, you know, make sure I'm fresh and on top of things and bringing them things of value. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing that works both ways, positioning yourself with the right people. And, yeah, that's powerful there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to, again, for those of you who have just joined us, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and we have a very special featured guest today, Nicola Jackson, an entrepreneur, author, speaker, mom, and she is definitely sharing with us a lot of her wisdom and how she has become so successful with everything that she does. I want to make sure that everyone goes to her website, successwithnicola.com. Make sure you subscribe to her e-zine because she really gives her all when she shares her wealth tips. And I'm excited, Nicola, to learn about My Purpose Journey. You want to tell them what that is again and what you'll be doing with My Purpose Journey?
I am excited about My Purpose Journey. You know, if anyone ever known about me, I am just like breaking out. I don't know if it's about coming up on that 40. People say when you get to 40, my mom always say, you know, you get to 40, you just break out. But, you know, I was a very conservative, very private person as far as sharing. And, you know, not my triumphs. Everybody want to share the great things, but some of the things that you have to overcome to get to where you are. And what I found is that every successful person has that story. And but if it's not shared, your story, you might believe that your story is taking you to doomsday when it's actually taking you into your purpose and taking you to the top. So although I know that I'm nowhere near finished with what God has for me, what he wants me to do, I am walking on this journey, and I'm going to be sharing with you this journey. But more importantly, I'm inviting you to come along where you can journal right along with us. I want you to share what you're going through, your aspirations, your dreams, and we want to give you the resources, and we want to give it to you, real talk, of what I'm doing to walk into my purpose. People have told me many a time that I was going to be speaking before kings and queens, millions of people, and it's begin to happen. But I want you to see this process so that you could walk into your own as well. So My Purpose Journey, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about it as well because I'm definitely going to be one of the followers of that. And you said yourself, you know, you can learn so much from choosing the right people to be around and from the information that you you look at, that you read. And so I'm definitely going to be following My Purpose Journey. And again, for those of you that are listening, I'm talking with Nicola Jackson, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and she's just sharing and keeping it real with us about her life and how she is making her success in this 21st century. Well, Nicola, we have come to that part, and I want you to go ahead and please share with the listening audience your three wisdom principles that you know can change the lives of other business women.
Well, these three principles, I would just like to make it very simple, three P's, of course. You know, we talked about that purpose. You're going to hear that being the word because that's the buzzword that's coming from my spirit. And, you know, you want to know what that is. You want to be intentional about what that is. And that's going to take you taking time off to yourself. I just want you to know, you know, each day you should take at least 1 hour away to get clear clear on that day towards your purpose. Each week, you want to take at least a half a day toward that same thing of getting clear and intentional on your purpose. Each month, you should have at least one full day. It could be, you know, one full day to really getting clearer on your purpose, spending time with God. And then I say, you know, each year you want to take off at least those 3 days, you know, to understand where are you going and what is your purpose. I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to find it looking through the eyes of somebody else's life. I'm talking about your wealth is embedded right in there of something that only you were born to bring to this earth, and your wealth is in there. Your wealth, everything you want out of life is embedded in that purpose. So it's your duty to find out what that is. And then now, of course, we talked about number two, positioning yourself. Positioning yourself for wealth is very important with the people that you hang around, the conversations that you have, making sure that you are making wise decisions when it comes to even not only your finances but also your health. Because, you know, if you have the money and you don't have the health, or you're still depressed, I'm talking about mentally or physically, then it's still not going to be walking really in that purpose. You know, you want that abundant life where when you're putting on a smile, it's not like a Miss America smile. It's a real, genuine, authentic smile. So you want to position yourself with those right people, and you also can do that by connecting with people in atmospheres. Because, you know, with me, I wasn't part of a sorority. I wasn't part of some social clubs where people got to know who I was, but I positioned myself. And one thing is, I'm always myself. I'm not going to try to talk like no one, act like no one, walk like no one. And that authenticity draws and attracts powerful people into your life. And so that's so key, and that comes clear when you know who you are. And then now number three is to put it into practice. When you learn these things, you want to practice them. Many people keep putting, you know, all this powerful information in the archive, like, I'm going to use it one day. I'm going to do it one day. You know, you might say, well, you know what? I want to make an extra six figures this year. Well, you said that last year. What exactly is stopping you? Put into practice the information that you learn. You know, you want to make sure you're always using the highest and best use of your time. And so how you're going to do that is by creating that plan. You know, I heard Trina talk about earlier, forget it. You don't have a plan. You got it only on a napkin written down somewhere. It's not going to happen. You know, if the plan or the dream is big enough, isn't it worth you giving it your time? Giving it your time. That was something I had the hardest time with, you know, just sitting still thinking, oh, I got to take another call, or, oh, I got to, you know, do this other thing, or, oh, I have to show up to this other event, and still come back home feeling half empty, definitely not half full. And so what I want you to do is to put into practice what you're learning, and also practice positive thinking and positive actions. You have to practice that. You have to be intentional about that, because let me tell you something. The world is infamous for beating up on you, and even when you get off this call, you hear all of this stuff, and you may hear some of the worst news ever, but do not allow it to be a distraction. Because just like it didn't matter then enough to take you away from you being on course to your purpose, it shouldn't matter now. Not to say you ignore tragedies or circumstances. No, those things bring you more clarity as to what you want in life and what you want to experience. So I just want to tell you, again, clear on your purpose, you know, go ahead and position yourself, and then put what you're learning into practice. Thank you so much. Absolutely. You know, thank you so much, Trina.
Thank you. And wow, what incredible wisdom principles those really, really are. Nicola, you have just sown so many seeds just even today into the lives of our listeners, and I just want to personally thank you. And I know that this is not the end of it, because I know that you and I will be doing great things in 2013. And for those of you that have just caught on the end of it, this is Nicola Jackson, entrepreneur extraordinaire. She's just shared some awesome wisdom principles, and I will cover that in just a few minutes and go back over those for those of you that missed it. Nicola, I know you've got some awesome things coming up, and I want everybody to make sure that you visit successwithnicola.com. That way you can keep up with what Nicola is doing. She's going to share with you not only more wisdom principles, but she'll share with you more in-depth information on the business industries that she researches and finds that are very, very interesting to invest in, your time in, or if you're looking for business opportunities, she's definitely the person that you need to be talking with. So, again, you will be able to learn a lot from Nicola, because she is really a person who keeps it real. And I want to let you guys know, you know, I know that we look afar and we say, wow, I wish we could meet Oprah, and wow, I wish we could maybe meet Donald Trump and Susie Orman and Allie Brown and some of the other people that we hear making such success. Well, I want to just let you guys know right now, on this line, on the call today, you are listening at a woman in her own right is an Oprah, okay? You're listening to someone who has that talent, has that success, and again, she has just shared those principles with you. So I'm letting you know now to connect with her through successwithnicola.com. She has a form right there on the site where you can register and learn more about what she is doing. And I want to let you guys know that you want to know why I'm successful? Because I have people like Nicola Jackson in my circle, and now you can as well. So it's important for you to go ahead and connect with her through successwithnicola.com. And again, her name is spelled N-I-C-O-L-A, successwithnicola.com. Nicola, it's been a real blessing to have you on the show, and I know that you're going to come back right in 2013 and let us know what else you've got going on.
Absolutely, Trina. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You know, you have been such a phenomenal blessing to so many people, but not from the standpoint I'm talking about from a business. I'm talking about from a personal standpoint, what you have sown into my life. You have been a friend, a confidant, a powerful, powerful influence in business in my life, and I thank you so much. And I just,
thank
you know,
you.
I thank you so much, Trina. I love you so much. And, you know, guys, you know, there are some thoughts that people, you know, women, powerful women can't connect together. But we have some powerful, powerful circle, don't we, Trina? And so you guys got to get connected, stay connected. You know, nothing here, no competition, only collaborations. And those are the type of people you want to be with. And so I'm excited for you, Trina. I'm excited for all your success, and bless all of your success as well. And ladies, I share with you, put into practice what you've learned today. It's going to change some things much quicker than you could ever believe. Thanks again, Trina, for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. You've just listened to Nicola Jackson, entrepreneur, author, speaker, mom, and serial entrepreneur, by the way. And she has just given us some awesome wisdom principles. And I want to go back over those with you for those of you who have been taking notes. Her first principle was know what your purpose is. It's so important, she said, to be intentional with what you're doing. And she said, each day take 1 hour to get clear on your intentions, on your purpose. Each week, a half a day, and each month, take one full day to just get clear on what it is that you are focused on what you're trying to be intentional on. And then number two, she said, positioning yourself for wealth is very, very important. And it's so important to be in the right circle of people, to be in the right type of conversations, and connect with people in other environments, which is so important. So ladies, this is all about stepping outside of that box that we put ourselves in and stop doing all of that self-talking and just start doing, start positioning yourself. And then number three, she says, put it into practice. And this is something that I really like that she said, if the plan, okay, if your plan or your dream is big enough, isn't it worth the time for you to really sit down and create that blueprint for yourself, that time to create that plan? Isn't it big enough for you to do that. If it's not, then you need to be finding out what's big enough for you to do that, okay? So that number three was put it into practice. So those were three incredible wisdom principles for all of us, not only as business women, but as women. So we need to keep that in mind. So I, again, want to thank Nicola Jackson for being on the show today. And, ladies, I know that you'll be hearing more from Nicola on next year as we have some big things in store for you coming up with Women About Biz. And, of course, this is just a little bit of taste of the format that we are somewhat changing to in 2013 for Successful Woman Radio. Each month through our Wise Woman series, we will have a wise woman who is proven successful. And she is going to be sharing her success and her wisdom principles with us. So if you have someone that you would like for us to interview on the show for next year in 2013, or if you yourself have wisdom principles and you have proven success and you're ready now to break out and share it with others, we would love to have you on the show. And to do that, please just send your information to info, that's I-N-F-O, info at successfulwomanradio.com. Again, that's I-N-F-O, info at successfulwomanradio.com. Well, don't hang up yet, ladies. We still have just a little bit of the show for you and some good information. I want to remind everyone that coming up on this Wednesday, we have the teleclass, It's Time for My Success. Again, this teleclass is about those of you who have been saying to yourself that 2013 is your year and nothing is going to hold you back from reaching new levels of success in your life and your business. And this is something for you. So I want you to join me, and I'm going to share with you principles and techniques that will help you to achieve your dream for 2013. So during this informational seminar, you're going to learn why the technique of visioning is so important, techniques to gain mental wealth, how to move past fear and on to courage, factual beliefs that will positively change your life, changing your circle of influence. Nicola touched on that and how it's so important for you to start moving yourself into other circles and being around positive thinkers, people that are into action and getting things done. And then you're going to learn about three things you can do to see incredible changes in your life overnight. So you don't want to miss this Wednesday, December 19th at 12 noon, and the title is It's Time for My Success. You can register for that by going to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, and holding your mouse over events, and from there you will be able to register. Ladies, I want to quickly share with you also five books that I really like, and a lot of people are asking about gift ideas for business women, and I want to give you some book ideas if you have books in mind. The first book that I think that we all need to have on our shelves is E-Myth by Michael Gerber, E standing for Entrepreneurial Myth. It's a business Bible all into itself. Number two book that I think you would really enjoy is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. This book will really help you to understand the correlation between your subconscious mind and your conscious mind and help you to understand how to gain more control of your life by changing what you put into your subconscious mind and how to erase over those things that really are working against you. The third book that I really love is Successful Women Think Differently by Valerie Burton. Valerie is known as one of the foremost life coach experts, and she has written so many books. But this particular book I really like, and again, it's called Successful Women Think Differently. And then there is something for those of us that still need those networking skills, Smart Networking by Liz Lynch, Smart Networking by Liz Lynch. Very, very good book. And last but not least, one of my favorites as well, written by our featured guest today, Nicola Jackson, Inside the Millionaire's Vault. Again, Inside the Millionaire's Vault. So all five of these books are very, very good books. And I want to encourage you that if you have not adopted success reading into your strategy plan, that really needs to be a part of who you are as a CEO. You need to read. And my goal for 2013 for my own self is pretty much one book a week. I read pretty fast. I don't watch as much television. So I want to encourage you all to really adopt the power of reading, because it can be very, very powerful. But not only adopt the power of reading, but watch what you read, okay? And, of course, we've just given you some great books to get started with. Well, it's that time of the day where I give you some inspiration, and I've been sharing this with everyone. And so after this musical introduction, I'll be giving you some inspiration for this week. October of this year, as I was coming up with the theme for November, which was claiming your wealth, the Spirit just gave me something that was so unique, so powerful, that after I read it the first time, I promised that I would give you this information at the end of every show until the end of the year. And so I just want to give you this, and for those of you that have not heard it before, you know, go ahead and get that pen and notepad. I'll read it a couple of times, but this is an affirmation for you to repeat to yourself and then just embrace it, take ownership of it, and make it happen in your life, not next year, but today. The affirmation reads like this: I claim my wealth and will no longer allow myself, others, or circumstances to stand in my way of having a peaceful, abundant, and joyful life. I walk and talk with courage, not fear, knowing that wealth has been mine for the taking all along. I'm excited. I'm grateful. I'm ready. Again, I claim my wealth and will no longer allow myself, others, or circumstances to stand in my way of having a peaceful, abundant, and joyful life. I walk and talk with courage, not fear, knowing that wealth has been mine for the taking all along. I'm excited, I'm grateful, I'm ready. Well, ladies, that's all we have for you today. Please stay tuned for next Monday, yes, December 24th, which is Christmas Eve. We're going to have a short show, which will last about 25 to 30 minutes. So make sure you tune in as you are baking cakes and doing all the fun things around the house on Monday the 24th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Until then, stay blessed, stay productive, and be abundant. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.